Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain scores. Majeski moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to home to get Majeski. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guerra hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanford moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler throws to second for one, and Juist throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sanford moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanford scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Carl Scheib now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive towards left. Heath catches it and throws to Berardino, who relays to Judnick to double up McCoskey. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-4 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Sanford goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner now playing center field. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Franks pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.